Police sirens on a hot August day. They're speeding to the scene of a terrible tragedy to the east of Vienna. 71 decomposing bodies had been found in a small truck abandoned by the highway. They'd suffocated, crammed into a vehicle's airless compartment. Now 11 members of an alleged human trafficking ring are on trial, 4 for murder and human trafficking, and another 7 for trafficking in migrants. The trial is taking place under tight security in the small town of Kecskemét, south of Budapest. Prosecutors allege the ringleader of the group told the truck driver not to open the sealed compartment holding the migrants, despite desperate pleas from inside. In fact, investigative journalists from German television report that Hungarian police were tracking the traffickers and recorded phone conversations between the driver and his boss. In one, the driver asks if he can unlock the door, but is told no, drive on to the west, and if they are dead when you get there, dump them in a forest. Gábor Schmidt, a Hungarian state prosecutor, says the information came too late to save the migrants.
Wenn die ungarischen Behörden die Chance gehabt hätten, diese furchtbare Tat.
If the Hungarian officials had had the opportunity to prevent this terrible crime, then they would have done so. However, the phone conversations could only be interpreted and evaluated over a certain time period, during which these tragic events were occurring.
In the nearly 2 years between the tragedy and the start of this trial, much has happened to change Europe's migrant crisis. At Austria's initiative, the so-called Balkan route, the one followed by the victims who died in the truck, has largely been closed. That was achieved by putting up fences and deploying security forces to borders all along the route, from Macedonia to Austria. But the effect has been to create an even greater human death toll, as those fleeing the conflict, or seeking a better life in Europe, are forced to take the more dangerous Mediterranean route. More than 1,700 people died or went missing this year, according to the UNHCR, and the human trafficking trade still flourishes. Some conservative Austrian politicians now suggest closing down the Mediterranean route to Europe by returning migrants picked up in the sea to camps in northern Africa and then sending them home without allowing asylum applications. The proposal has met with scepticism. Austrian President Alexander Van der Bellen told state television,
"Ich glaube, dass man diese Situation nur in den Griff bekommen kann.
I believe we will only bring the situation under control when we tackle the reasons for migration, the cause of the flight from the countries of origin, and thoroughly investigate the appropriate measures with the relevant government."
An anecdote from the trial in Hungary says much about the forces driving the human trafficking trade. Prosecutors say that the day after the death truck's discovery, the same gang crammed 67 migrants into a similar vehicle and sent it into Austria. This time, though, the migrants were able to kick the doors open and seek help. Kerry Skyring, DW Vienna.